Hello. I hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas. Tonight's topic is makeup equals fake-up. Makeup is the devil's war paint. When men see a woman, the first and most important thing that we care about is the woman's looks. This is our lizard brain. It is how we are hardwired. You can't debate and argue with us. This is how we are programmed. We don't care what degree you have. We don't care how funny you are. We don't care how many hours you volunteer at the Humane Society taking care of stray cats. We care about your looks first and foremost. Now you can be mad about this, but it will not change this fact. The reason why is men want to have offspring with a fine woman. They want to know their children would have good genetics. Men don't want to breed with a two-toed sloth. That being said, a man who is an 8, on a scale of 1 to 10 would usually date or get married to someone around his number. The problem today is, women have learned that men mostly care about looks. In 2021, women are not just enhancing their beauty, they are completely changing themselves through makeup. A woman who is a 2 may be able to superficially increase her rating to a 6. The makeup they use makes them appear to be much more attractive than they really are. In other words, it's a lie. A big lie. They cake on layers of fillers. They cake it on so thick, the real skin is buried several layers below. They change the pigment, color, hide warts, pimples, wrinkles, skin tags, scars, crow's feet, bruises, bumps, dimples, birthmarks, blackheads, etc. The women are hiding all of their skin's imperfections. They also use eyeliner and eyeshadow. Some of these women have so many different colors, it looks like a clown's face. They also use lipstick, and I am not just talking about red or pink. They are using blue, green, black, winter solstice, orange mango passion, rebel rose, liquid gold, berry blissful, night crimson, electric pink, sparkling glitter purple. The names of these make me think of a fruit smoothie. It's complete madness. These women do not even look human anymore. These women also use so many different chemicals that in the long run, they are damaging their natural skin more and more. At night, they wear charcoal masks. They use skin cleansers to remove the layers of paint on their skin. Women don't understand that most men just like a little enhancement. That's all we want. We don't want to be with someone who is a fake, a fraud, and a phony. We like natural looks with a slight enhancement. When all the devil's war paint comes off, it's like a Scooby-Doo episode, they remove the mask to reveal who the villain is. Now let's talk about piercings. Previously, women only pierced their ears. Most men have no issues with that. The problem is, today women are trying to pierce every single part of their body. If Vlad the Impaler was alive today, he would be a very rich man. I have seen women with over 15 piercings just in their ears alone. They are piercing noses, lips, eyebrows, cheeks, chest, bobs, belly button, tongue, vag, back, you name it, these women are doing it. The one that shocks me the most is the bull nose ring, also known as the pig snout ring. These women think the piercings make them more attractive. When I see that bull nose ring, it's an instant turn off. I don't care how attractive you are. It looks hideous. It makes you much less desirable. These piercings are actually making you look worse. But hey, you do you. Just don't ask me why you can't find a good man. You chose to look like a hog. I am just warming up. I am not holding back tonight, ladies. Next, we will talk about hair. Many women don't even have hair, or very little. They use weaves and wigs to trick you into thinking they have hair. Some of these women are so bonkers, they are purposely shaving half or all of their head. It's like G.I. Jane 2.0. They are so envious of men that they are trying to become like a man. Spoiler alert, ladies. Men who are straight are not attracted to women who look like men. My family came to visit earlier this year. We went to a giant theme park. My father said he was surprised how many women had colored hair. These women are dyeing their hair pink, purple, green, blue, and a combination of everything rolled into one like a rainbow. Some of these women actually believe they are a unicorn. I think the colors have soaked through their scalp into their brain, and they are now even more mentally unstable. A recent trend that I have noticed in the last couple years is eyelash extensions. Several women today are using eyelash extensions. Men can instantly tell you have fake eyelashes. Natural eyelashes are not several inches long. Again, it's an instant turn off. Our lizard brains can quickly analyze a woman's body in mere seconds. Our fight or flight instincts kick in when we realize you are a fake. That's why men are running away in droves and avoid women like the plague. We would much rather lock ourselves into our man caves than deal with you frauds. Next, we will talk about tattoos. Aposematic signals are primarily visual, using bright colors and high contrast patterns such as stripes. Warning signals are honest indications of noxious prey, because conspicuousness evolves in tandem with noxiousness. Thus, the brighter and more conspicuous the organism, the more toxic it usually is. In simple terms, very colorful creatures are usually deadly with toxic venoms. The same can be true for women who are covered in tattoos. It's a warning sign to stay away from them. They are mentally unstable, and if you get near, your life could be over. Over 20 years ago, when I was in high school, women didn't have tattoos. Around this time, the lower back tattoo was just becoming popular. That tattoo is known as the tramp stamp. One single tattoo earned that title. Because even 20 plus years ago, people knew, if they saw that stamp, that the woman was unstable. This topic can be controversial because women will say, well, lots of men have tattoos, why can't I? Again, you do you. For many men, tattoos are not appealing. Mating with a venomous creature is not appealing to most men. Sure, some men might play around with you. But they will not wife you up. The tramp stamp expanded more and more over time. Now in 2021, seeing women covered in tats is so common. These women keep wondering why no one wants them. When you look at the big picture, the men gain nothing being involved with you. You use your body like a coloring book and try to get attention for covering your entire body in colors. And the piercings look like you were carrying a fishing tackle box and fell down some stairs. Women use enhancements as well. They get breast augmentation, enlargement, and lifts. Buttock lifts. Chin, cheek, and jaw reshaping. Face lifts. Eyelid lifts. Forehead lifts. Hair transplants. Tummy tucks. Liposuction. Plastic surgery. Lip injections. Nose reshaping. Thigh lift. Upper arm lift. Botox injections. Cellulite treatment. Plumping or collagen or fat injections for facial rejuvenation. Laser skin resurfacing. Vaginal rejuvenation. Fake teeth, etc. You see, the women have used modern science to enhance their beauty. I have covered the topic, the wall, before. Women today use makeup to hide the effects of the wall. Some women today are filled with plastic. Some women have used modern medicine and makeup to look better. Other women have used this to destroy themselves. I have seen many naturally beautiful women that engulfed themselves in the womanist movement and destroyed themselves. You may fool some men, but more and more men are waking up. A woman in her late teens or early 20s has silky smooth hair. When she's 39, her hair is frizzy and dry. Some women may be able to trick a man, but eventually he will discover the true woman. You cannot hide under your mask forever. And here is the cold hard truth: even if you are a 8, 9, or 10 in natural looks, the amount of entitlement, baggage, mind games, poor attitude, financial liabilities, etc., that come with dealing with modern women. You have forced men to withdraw completely. They would much rather look but not buy. They can pull up the internet to look at women, and they don't have to put themselves at risk. Modern women have created the circus through the womanist movement. Now men are watching the clown show. I must say, it is quite entertaining. Be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. It will help this channel to grow and get the message out. If you have any feedback, I would like to hear from you. I am currently establishing myself on other platforms. Eventually, when they come after me, I will have fallback options. If you would like to send me your story, a news article, ask for advice, etc., you can contact me in the email address listed in the description. I will feature it on my other channel, the Wolf's Den channel. Thank you for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.
We're better off as strangers. Believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger. Your heart is bound to break. I walk alone in the night, beneath the pale moon. Loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my body. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. 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 I'm a